Experience World Highlight League through the interactive WJAL fan portal. Head over to wjal.eprn.us. Experience all of the Battle Court and H2H Highlight competition from the Magic City Fronton in Miami, Florida. These spring and fall 2023 seasons are packed with head-to-head Highlight action. Tune in and listen in to scores and stats for your favorite team with the weekly WJAL Recap Podcast. Check out the Lifestyle Miami Chargers, Rabote Renegades, Dahada Devils, Cesta Cyclones, and the Wall Warriors at wjal.eprn.us.
America's new super sport.
Welcome back to WJAL Recap here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, where we recap the past week's matches for World Highlight League. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with co-host Rockin' Ray Haluska. Fans and listeners, head on over to the WJAL fan portal at wjal.eprn.us. And on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Friday nights, head over to watchhighlight.com. And we'll be right back with the scores, stats, and more, all on the World Highlight League Recap. Stay tuned in right here.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. WatchHighLie.com. Live the high life in WatchHighLie.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court High Lie. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighLie.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at watchhighlight.com.
H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLP.com. In case you're wondering, LLP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at blackstarfundllp.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And welcome back to WJAL Recap. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, and we're going to jump right into the scores here, and the season's winding down. And I have the scores for you for Friday, April 21st, 2023. We have the Lifestyle Miami Chargers versus the Dejada Devils. Six matches were played. And in the first match, we have Iturbide versus Jairo. And Jairo takes the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Zuleika and Irondo versus Jeddin and Urbieta. Zuleika and Irondo take the win in the second and third sets, 6-2 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Spinner versus CRB. Spinner of the Lifestyle Miami Chargers takes the win in straight set, 6-2 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Irondo versus Jeddin. Irondo of the Lifestyle Miami Chargers takes the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-4. In the fifth match, we have Iturbide and Spinner versus Jairo and Kubala. Iturbide and Spinner take the win in the second and third set, 6-5 and 6-5. In the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Zuleika and Benny versus Douglas and Urbieta. Zuleika and Benny take the win, 6-0 and 6-3 for the Lifestyle Miami Chargers. And the Lifestyle Miami Chargers wind up with 6.5 points, and it was trouncing. And I have three players highlighted for this match. Zuleika, Spinner, and Irondo. Oh, and the Devils, they do wind up getting 1 point. And moving on to Monday, we have the premiere of your guy for the Dejada Devils, Rockin' Ray. We have El Barba and Jairo versus Joseph and Eratz. And Jairo and El Barba take the win in split set, 6-4 and 6-2. And we have Urbieta versus Gonega of the Robote Renegades in the second match. And Gonega takes the win in straight set, 6-5 and 6-1. And in the third match, we have Douglas versus Gocieri. Gocieri of the Robote Renegades takes the win, 6-5 and 6-4 in straight sets. In the fourth match, we have Jeddin and Urbieta of the Dejada Devils versus Gonega and Ben of the Robote Renegades. Gonega and Ben take the win in split sets, 6-3 and 6-4. In the fifth match, we have El Barba and Kubala versus Joseph and Arta. El Barba and Kubala take the win in the second and third set, 6-3 and 6-2. And in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Jeddin and Douglas versus Gocieri and Ben. Gocieri and Ben take the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-2. And I have four highlighted players for the game. Even on the losing side, we have El Barba. He participated in both of his wins there in doubles competition. And on the Robote Renegade side, we have Gocieri, Gonega, and Ben. And the Robote Renegades wind up with 5 points, and the Dahada Devils wind up with 3. And moving on to the final matches of the week, on Tuesday, April 25th, 2023, we have the Wall Warriors versus the Cesta Cyclones. 6 matches were played. In the first match, we have Ikeda and Julin versus Correa and Manny. Ikeda and Julin pull off the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-2 for the Wall Warriors. And this is going to be a shocker here. In the second match, we have Bueno versus Bradley. Bueno takes the win for the Wall Warriors in the second and third set, 6-4 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Julin versus Carballo. Julin takes the win in the second and third sets for the Wall Warriors, 6-5 and 6-0. In the fourth match, we have Bueno and Nicholas versus Flores and Manu. Bueno and Nicholas take the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-2. In the fifth match, we have Ikeda versus Correa. Ikeda of the Wall Warriors takes the win in straight sets, 6-1 and 6-3. And in the sixth and final match of the evening, we have Inaki and Nicholas versus Carballo and Manu. Inaki and Nicholas take the win in straight sets, 6-5 and 6-2, and that gave the Wall Warriors, they cleared the board all by themselves. 7.5 points, and even Inaki is going to be a highlighted player of this game. Only he participated in 1 win. Everyone else participated in 2 wins. So there we have it, Rock and Ray. You know, you have the standings for us.
Yeah, I guess there were a couple of really huge blowout matches this week, and the Cyclones were. I was surprised they got beat 7-0, given the way they played recently, and they were just smeared. It was kind of difficult to watch. I was really happy for Barba, because he's been hoping for more opportunities to get into that battle court and show that he could play out there. It looked like he pulled a muscle somewhere, so he was hobbling a little bit. He managed to battle through both those matches and win, and you know, I think maybe he'll get a chance for the next season. We'll have to wait and see on that. Anyway, let's get to our standings.
Looking forward to the draft day. So yeah, hopefully.
Right now, with 1 match remaining, the Renegades are still on top with 66 points. Warriors are closing in, though. They have 2 matches remaining, and they have 62 points. So they're only 4 points behind. And, they could overtake the Renegades, which didn't seem possible a little while ago. Chargers are in 3rd place, 57 points. They're down to 1 game day. And right behind them are the Devils. More than right behind at 49.50 points with 2 game days remaining. The Devils really fell off. They were battling 2nd and 3rd. Now they're in 4th and only 5 points ahead of the Cyclones, who are pretty much out of it. They only have 16 points remaining. That would give them 60 even. And the Chargers are only 3.5 points away from mathematically eliminating them. But the schedule will show us something. The Cyclones will be playing 2 matches in a row to start off this week's competition. No, they've already. Yeah, I've seen 4 matches, only 3 matches, but there's 4 coming up. April 28th, Friday, Cyclones and the Renegades. Monday, May 1st, Chargers and the Cyclones. After that, the Cyclones will be done. The Chargers will be done. Then we have, also the Renegades will be done. Tuesday, May 2nd, Warriors and the Devils. And then those teams will meet again on Friday, May 5th to close out the regular season. And those should be really important matches. The Warriors are trying to overtake the Renegades. Gage, and the Devils are trying to overtake the Chargers. They need 8.5 points to pass the Chargers. If the Chargers get shut out, probably not going to happen. So they're, you know, the work is cut out for them now. The final SayHighlight.com contest can still be entered before the 6:50 p.m. Friday. Pick the winners the 3-game days through Tuesday, May 2nd, and the points earned by the winning team on Tuesday. This is the 10th and final fantasy contest. Winners get some really cool highlight prizes, and more information can be found at sayhighlight.com. That's SayHighlight.com. In progress today are preparations for the 3-day Connecticut Amateur Tournament taking place in Berlin, Connecticut at Matt DiCenzio's Fronton that celebrated its 12th anniversary last year. So up and coming this year, 13 years for a guy that just wanted to keep highlight going up there, and that's pretty much the only place you can play up there now. The guys from Florida are expected to participate. There'll be assigned teams, bring your own teams, and there was another event going on, perhaps a singles matches. But they had about a 4-hour stream going today where guys, you know, were, you know, getting reacquainted with the court. It's been several years for this tournament now, and it should be a lot of fun for anyone in the Connecticut area. You could drop by that facility in Berlin, Connecticut, which I happen to know is on the Amtrak line, because I may get a trip up there someday, and I'd probably go by train, and so it's not too it's, you know, in the town of Berlin, Connecticut, which is served by Amtrak.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Wow.
Yeah, and so it's in the last 2 weeks, it's just, you know, just showing that really soon the season's going to come crashing to a halt. A week from this Friday, Friday, May 5th, and there'll be two matches for the championship. The first will involve the second and third place teams. Right now, that would be the Warriors and Chargers would play the Robote Renegades if the standings hold up. But as mentioned before, the Warriors are only 4 points behind and have a full extra game day on the Renegades, which have played all but their final match. So we'll see. There's going to be a lot at stake in this final week of the season, and, you know, hopefully will translate to exciting action on the court. That's what I have for you today, and I hope everyone can tune and catch some of these exciting games. You know, do the fantasy contest. Check out BetRivers.com if it's available in your state. Bet on the, you know, some of these winners of these matches. If the odds are a little bit weak on the favorites, maybe parlay, you know, 2, 3, or 4 of them for a combination bet with better odds. It's a little harder to win because you have to be right about this match and that match. But if they all hit, then you'll win a bigger payoff than you would otherwise. I've had a decent success with that this season, and you know, don't be afraid of combining 2 or 3 matches to get improved odds. And you know, some of you know what you're talking about. You'll be able to make a little bit of cash on the side. Anyway, it's been. I'll just remind the people that we're going to do a recap not next week, since there's only one match next Friday. We're going to wait till after that and sort of do a playoff preview recapping the final 4 game days after May 5th. And we'll know which of our teams are going to be competing for the championship. And, you know, there's some decent cash prizes for that, as well as donations to charity. So let's wish all these teams good luck as they get ready to claw their way into the playoffs, and then maybe some of them will make a nice contribution to the charities of their choosing, which we can announce later.
All right. Well, yeah, it's coming down to an exciting part of the season's playoff time is about to begin, and I'm definitely excited. I've been waiting for this part of the season. Every season for the past couple seasons with Battlecourt, and it's always amazing to see the players put on their best performance around this time of the season. So I'm looking forward to it. And fans, go on ahead and head on over to watchhighlight.com. Not only on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays, anytime they have lots of videos on the platform. You can find out about the players and stats and, just different biography sketches and even workout routines. Jeden has a couple on there. And head on over to the fan portal as well, wjal.eprn.us, anytime, 24/7, day or night. And once again, I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, along with Rockin' Ray Haluska here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And this has been WJAL Recap. And have a great weekend, everyone.
High Line, America's new super sport.